Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, research shows that the workplace is a common setting for women's infidelity. And it's fitting that they put a picture of a nurse here because they're the top cheating profession. Never marry or date a nurse. This is probably the real reason that women entered the workforce to begin with. That's probably one of the reasons people say that they were happier in the 1950s. Studies show that nurses cheat more than athletes, musicians, and DJs. Up next, Lily Phillips' parents break down and beg her to stop doing extreme sex stunts. Like that's ever gonna happen. She already can't poo properly after taking the 1,000-man backdoor challenge. Maybe instead of criticizing her, they should be looking at their potential bad parenting for the reason that she is the way that she is. I suspect that at some point they will disown her. Unless, of course, they're fake criticizing her so that she gets more people consuming her content. Or maybe the boomers have never heard of the Streisand effect before. Number three, if women told the truth, and this is what they would say when their boys asked them why they circumcised them. It's women's visual preference, but it's not exactly like they're going to smash their sons or anything. So in a sense, they're doing it for the female collective. But on the bright side, at least the guys that are cut don't have to deal with penis cheese. People say it's a cleanliness thing. No, it's not. It's about eliminating bedroom pleasure for men, so they're better workers for women. Moving on, 77% of foreigners commit 77% of the rape cases that are also solved in Paris in 2023. And probably 98% of all cases, both solved and unsolved. All is intended. But why don't the migrants go en masse to smaller cities, but they always end up in the big beautiful ones? Only the finest for them. They're economic migrants looking to make money driving Uber Eats and taking the low-pay, low-skill jobs away from locals while trashing their cities. When does this stop? Number 5, here's proof that the CP lie is robbing you blind. The price of bounty in Canada went up 100% in only 11 years. But Big Daddy government says that we're only facing 29% inflation during that period. Not to mention that part of it is also shrinkflation. All this so the government can print more money to pay overpriced consultants and spend money on useless government programs that are nothing more than welfare for stupid people with overpriced degrees. Up next, here's what dating is like in 2025. Women think they're full price even though they've had 20 or 30 owners. They are lemons looking to be sold for Lamborghini prices with their little Tonka tots that they have with three different fathers. Remember that American cars, along with American women, are to be taken on a lease only. No wonder 50% of the men under the age of 30 these days are still virgins. They can't afford an overpriced jalopy. Number 7, both of these people were trying to protect themselves. One in the UK and the other in America. And yet they were both first to be taken into police custody. No doubt because they're white and less likely to assault a police officer. Most of you don't know this, but the police get cash bonuses the more people they arrest. At some point, if this sort of nonsense continues, I'm pretty sure people will make politicians and lawmakers pay. Moving on, when he told her that he had a pleasure room, I don't think that this is what she had in mind when he asked her if she wanted to see it. It's not so much a pleasure room as it is a dust magnet and nostalgia room. I have a massive collection of stuff, and a few times I showed it to women, all they could think about was how much it was worth and how much it cost. One of them even called me a hoarder. If you have a collection and you want to get money for it, then sell it sooner than later, before all the people that feel nostalgia for that stuff are dead. Number 9, this woman is 40 but still get asked for ID at gigs. They probably want to make sure that she's not impersonating a younger woman. Also, a lot of businesses in America have a policy where they card everyone, and not just those that look youthful. Also, this makes her look 50 to me. That neck is a telltale sign of her age and it looks like my nutsack. Next, she's probably going to say that she's 15 if you squint in the dark. Up next, an Aussie couple who shared images of Ayers Rock online faced 20 different charges for not paying the permit to take said pictures. It's not enough that Australians have to keep saying that they're sorry to the Aboriginals and spending $30 billion on them a year, but now they also have to fine people for taking pictures of one of their geological wonders. I wonder how much it'll charge you to take a picture of the Captain Cook statue standing in front of it. Number 11, women always complain about what it takes to get a man to see a doctor because we live 6 years fewer than them. But I don't think that the reason men live 6 years shorter is because we didn't see doctors, but it's because of the stress that women put us through. There have been studies following monks and nuns, and they found they lived around the same length of time apart from one another. Most men have always fit into the role of disposable provider, and that's why we wear out sooner. Moving on, a while back, this image was trending all over Japanese Twitter. What could it mean? LOL. Obviously, that immigrants from India, Africa, and the Islamic world are just as dangerous for Japan as planes dropping bombs. The only thing that it took me a while to realize was the nose on the airplane on the right. You don't even have to be Japanese to understand what's going on here. If the Japanese follow in the footsteps of the West, this will be their short future. Number 13, this young woman says that she's no mathematician, but removing 55 million U.S. visa holders would free up the housing market and lower rents for Americans. Yes, it would, but it would also drive up wages for minimum wage jobs and crash the real estate market. Those things, while great for young people, are the last thing that the rich boomers want to see, having to pay more for food and healthcare while their homes lose value. The young are being sacrificed to give the old a comfortable retirement. Up next, what's up with the recent trend where women are increasingly shaving their eyebrows off? Is it supposed to make them look like they're more masculine or just retarded? I also like that without the eyebrows, she actually can't show any emotion at all. I think that women shaving their eyebrows off is the equivalent of guys like this shaving their beards off. The walrus man is real, and I've seen him. Number 15, here's the last thing a woman named Anya posted before she was stabbed and met her maker by an African in a London alley. It says the only thing that should be separated by color is laundry. So you see, dear viewers, that the woke mind virus is also penetrating the minds of Polish women and others in Eastern Europe. So if they live by the woke, they also die by the woke. But all this suicidal empathy has to be stopped, and men are choosing to walk away and use technology to reproduce. Let women destroy themselves or become the playthings of the enrichers. Moving on, meanwhile in Paris, enrichment is also on parade, where a 32-year-old woman is dragged into the bushes and raped in front of the Eiffel Tower, and the Libyan teen was arrested doing it. Just another normal day in Paris. The French seem to be too weak to stand up against this. If this continues, then eventually tourists will stop coming and they'll lose a ton of money. At this point, that's the only thing that could actually change things. But if that doesn't change things, I don't think anything will. Number 17, new stats show that American stores receive more business after they've been labeled as racist by Yelp. Of course. People are sick and tired of the enrichment and are starting to support anyone who stands up against it. Look at what happened with American Eagle stock. Since they put Sydney Sweeney on as their spokesperson, their stock went up almost 40% in one day. Other companies will realize it's okay to profit off of racism, and then they'll start promoting hate for profits. Up next, here's a map of Europe and which countries have actually made pepper spray illegal. In the countries that don't have boomsticks and pepper spray, you will get ended by immigrants. I'm surprised it's still legal in France, that they aren't following the lead of the UK and Germany. You know, you could just carry a knife. Oh wait, those have also been banned. All we have to do is get rid of diversity, and there'll be little to no need for pepper spray. Number 19, studies have shown that women are more attracted to men when other women find them also desirable. It's mate choice copying, and to me it proves that women have a collective hive mind. This is similar to what I've seen my dog do. He didn't want his toys until another dog started playing with them. The sweetest part is when you have a new girlfriend and then watch the anger in the face of the girl that friend-zoned you before. Moving on, a Duke study finds that smoking 2 cigarettes a day is as effective as weekly therapy sessions. So it's no coincidence that therapy became more popular since people stopped smoking over the last few decades. Then again, from what I hear, Duke University was literally built with tobacco money, so they might be a bit biased. Looks like it's another win for nicotine and a loss for all the psychologists out there. What's the British word for cigarettes? Number 21, here's a bunch of boomers wondering if they should leave an inheritance for their children or spend it. At this point, leaving an inheritance for your kids and grandkids gives them a decent chance of being in the middle class going forward. The boomers received a once-in-a-millennium windfall of wealth, and they got so used to it thinking that every generation after them has the same opportunities, which they don't. They won the generational lottery. I think they should share some of that with coming generations. Up next, Willem Dafoe looks horrified to realize that 9 to 5 is actually 8 to 7, since you can't teleport to work and you have to drive there. More like 7 to 7. Not to mention all the time getting dressed and coiffing your hair. Plus all the money you spend on transportation and the cold weather messing up your body and your coworkers stressing you out. It's an absolute nightmare. Thank God I was never able to fully integrate into work environments and had no choice but to become a solo entrepreneur my entire life. Number 23, when Taylor Swift was engaged to Travis Kelce recently, she thought it would probably be another great moment of attention for her. Meanwhile, she was upstaged by a Scottish girl defending her sister from being raped by cultural enrichment. Sorry, Taylor, there are far more important things to think about than your engagement. One of this woman's sisters was beaten and she was protecting the other one. Maybe she's the future young Queen of Scots. Moving on, continuing the theme of Taylor Swift, sources confirm that Travis Kelce is the one that's pregnant. You just know that if she could actually make this a reality, she probably would. I'm guessing that if she does have kids, she's probably going to hire a surrogate. Either that or use one of those Chinese robots with the artificial womb in it that they just invented, apparently. What I really want to see in the future for them is this. Number 25 and the last one, here are a couple of images explaining hyperinflation. She looks like she beefed up, and he still looks happy and is wearing his shallow Hal love goggles, and has no idea how large she actually is. If he ever asks her about her weight gain, she'll probably say it's just a thyroid issue. But seriously, it should be criminal to have arms that are bigger than most people's thighs. Her arms look like human drumsticks. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.